This week, among the rain showers, farmers across Minnesota are busy planting corn and applying the nitrogen fertilizer that corn needs to grow. I'm NPR News reporter Dan Gunderson with a story about farmers, including some in Minnesota, who are also putting a genetically modified bacteria in the ground with the seeds. It's been a spring of waiting for warm weather and dry fields in southern Minnesota. But when we talked on Tuesday, Joel Mathewetz was ready to plant corn.
The weather says we should go try some today, so we'll go put some seeds in the ground.
And along with that seed, Mathewetz will put microbes into the ground that will help his corn plants use the nitrogen that's already in the environment as a natural fertilizer. He's in his second year of testing the approach for a California company called Pivot Bio.
My best description of it is I push some fish food-looking material into a solution and activate the microbes prior to applying it to our field.
Mathewetz puts the bacteria in the ground next to a seed, and it then attaches to the roots as the corn starts to grow. The bacteria feeds on a sugar in the corn roots and converts nitrogen in the air to a form the plant can use. It's called nitrogen fixation. There's nothing new about this process. Bacteria have evolved over millennia to have these relationships with plants. But agriculture has upset that balance by adding synthetic nitrogen to the soil, says Sarah Block, a researcher with Pivot Bio.
The challenge is that nitrogen fixation requires a lot of energy. When there's nitrogen present, the microbe is really efficient at turning off those genes so that it can save that energy.
So the more farmers use synthetic nitrogen to increase crop yield, the more the microbes shut down their nitrogen fixing. They don't need to help plants use that naturally occurring nitrogen because there's so much synthetic nitrogen in the soil. But synthetic nitrogen is a common source of water pollution. So in an effort to cut down the need for synthetic fertilizers, Pivot Bio found a nitrogen-fixing bacteria and tweaked its genes so the bacteria would not turn off its nitrogen fixation. The company offered the product in 25 states this year and sold out. It's not yet commercially available in Minnesota. Mathewetz says the corn on his test plots last year produced an extra 6 bushels per acre. He's getting paid to collect data on the test plots, but he says he's looking at this product the same way he considers any new technology.
We're always skeptical of new products that are coming to our farms. We're always skeptical of new technologies and how they may or may not help us and the consequences or unintended consequences that they may have.
But Mathewetz says he sees promise in the microbes. They won't replace nitrogen fertilizer yet, but this year he plans to skip a second fertilizer application when the corn is a few inches tall, and he's still keeping a close eye on the results.
Is there a cost savings? Is there a nitrogen savings? Is there an application savings? Does this provide an opportunity for our crops to grow to a greater potential?
Pivot Bio says this testing is a first step in replacing synthetic fertilizer with microbes. Sarah Block says the ultimate goal is to modify microbes that will provide all of the nitrogen crops need.
We think that we can make a product that can both provide enough nitrogen and maintain profitability enough for a farmer that, you know, that they will eventually shift to reducing the application of synthetic nitrogen.
There are skeptics who doubt science can tame the still largely unknown soil microbiome. But Pivot Bio has attracted investors with deep pockets, and Block says the company plans to develop bacteria for crops other than corn. On his southern Minnesota farm, Mathewetz still isn't sure if he'll buy the bacteria when it's commercially available in Minnesota next year, but he says if the technology proves it has financial and environmental benefits, he'll be activating microbes before putting seeds in the ground again next season. Dan Gunderson, NPR News, Moorhead.